In his review after Brentford 3, Liverpool 2, 5 changes, Neil. I think it's a big loss not having Gravenberch or Isak for this. I think the momentum from Wednesday is a little bit stunted as a result. Slot mentioned, referenced about using Salah more centrally post-match, and I think that plays out a little bit, but I think then you've got a question of where you want your fullbacks to be, which I'm sure we'll get into. And then the opposition, yeah, Brentford move to a back four when everyone expects a back five. Why do you think that is?
So I think that that's the most interesting thing, really, is that they go to that four. I think there's a couple of things. One is, you know, you look at the map, the pass network for Brentford, and it's so similar with the front four to the week before against West Ham. And he ultimately is in a situation where, pretty much, I said, I think he'll go 5-2-1-2, but he won't be able to get three up front. And I said, the reason why we'll be able to get three up front is because he has to start Henderson. And if you're going to start Henderson, you've got to start Yarmolak. Or you've at least got to put someone in next to Henderson to help Henderson in terms of the battling stuff that you need in the middle of the park. Not that Henderson's incapable of it, as he showed over the course of the game, but more that you just need the pair of legs in there. And you can't do it in just a two. Because you want to start Damsgaard, because Damsgaard is in a number of ways your best player. So you want to start Damsgaard, so that's important. So you can't get your lads in wide areas. So I think that it's as simple as he looks at it, he weighs it up, and he goes, all right, if I go to a five, then I probably try to push Coyote on a little bit. Or Ayer does really well for him at left back in the game before, also against West Ham. And he also knows, ultimately, it's the tiniest. If it goes wrong, there's two things here. One is, if it goes wrong in general, there's a little flip that I think he's probably confident he could do to turn it back into a back five. Or if it goes wrong and he rides it out, no one, off the week before and off the fact that when they played against City, they were so meek to start with, no one is going to give him grief.